can do without after ball breakfast in the mornings.
Good morning, lads. How are you, Jay and Aaron?
They're fun. They get on well.
If you start the day with a good energy.
I love watching.
It's brilliant. Huge fan, yeah.
Listen to Off the Ball Breakfast live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
Highly recommend it.
Off the Ball Breakfast.
Ireland's Sports Breakfast Show.
Now, Joanne Cuddy, the former Irish 400 metres outdoor women's record holder, joins us on the line. Joanne, good morning. How are things?
Great, thank you. How are you?
Nervous, I have to say, ahead of this this final from Rashid Adeleke this evening. Messy was how she described her semi-final performance. A part of me thinks, I mean, that's a worry heading into the final, but also, I mean, having a few little things to fix might not be the worst thing ahead of a major final.
Yeah, I think she was so impressive in the heat. If she had done something similar in the final, obviously that would be a huge confidence boost to have looked so good in a semi. I think Nasser looked that good, to be fair, and Paulino. But yeah, definitely Rashida did lose her form towards the end of the semi-final. But I think what was encouraging was her interview straight away. I mean, she hadn't a chance to talk to coaches or anything. That was straight off the track, and she just like nailed it in terms of she knows exactly what happened. You know, she knows exactly what she needs to do. It shows that, you know, she's human, that can happen to any of them, that they just don't get the race right. Like, maybe I'm just trying to be positive, but I'm thinking, you know, she knows exactly why. It's not like she came off and said, oh, I don't know what happened there, or you know, that she felt she was struggling. She knew, and hopefully just gets it right now in the final tonight.
Do you think there was a modicum of nerves as well? Like, Claver stays in the blocks when the race is starting, and then it kind of puts off, well, in fairness, puts off all the athletes, but maybe Rashida's slow start can be put down to little things like that.
Who knows? Yeah, I am you can see, like, 400, like, she's so fast, but it's that thing that if she goes too fast, you saw what happened to Nikisha Price, who's the fastest time in the world this year. She went out too fast and then she didn't make the final. So it has to be kind of executed perfectly. And I don't know what was in her head or what went wrong in the semi-final. I mean, she's still obviously qualified. She still ran, you know, fantastic time and everything like that. But yeah, it's such a loaded field tonight. I mean, every single athlete has gone sub 50 this year. They're all young, they're all brilliant. Like, it could be any one of them. But Rashida absolutely is up amongst that. Like, as in, she is good enough. She definitely is good enough to medal, to be on the podium. So I just hope she gets it right. And I don't see any reason she won't. I mean, I think she seems to know exactly what she's about. So, you know, I'm really looking forward to it.
How far down the path do you think Rashida is in terms of perfecting her form as a 400 metre runner?
She's young, but in fairness, though, a lot of the field tonight are young. She has raced a lot, despite being young. You know, the American system, week in, week out. It's like any sport, though, and it's not like, oh, I've nailed it now and I'm going to do it perfectly every time I do it. You know, you have to get it right when the gun goes. So, like, professional golfers have good days, bad days. You know, everybody who's at the top of their form, they're not going to nail it every time. So it's not like she's still trying to figure out how to do it. She knows how to do it. She's done it. She's run incredibly fast. I do think she can go faster, and hopefully she does get it right tonight. And there's no reason she won't. I mean, she seems to have a really professional setup. She seems to exactly know what she's doing. She seems to be confident, you know, so of course she'll be nervous. They'll all be nervous. But, you know, I'd be kind of positive and optimistic that, you know, she gets it right. She's right up there.
Two of the theories with regards to maybe if you're making the case of why Rashida was a little bit thrown off during the race, obviously the Claver situation beforehand, but also maybe she didn't expect Nasser to come as fast as she did. Does being in lane four tonight and having the four main medal contenders outside her make a difference in that context and in a positive sense?
I think it has to be in Rashida's head to know whether she likes to. I've never heard her talk about whether she prefers to be. There's some athletes who prefer to be lane seven, lane eight, so that they don't see anybody until towards the end, because they just know their own pace. They can feel it and they'll get put off by something going on outside them. There's some athletes who are good at having blinkers on, and it doesn't matter what happens around them, that they know how it feels, they know what they're doing. I don't know what Rashida is like that way. Like, some prefer to like that, watch the race, pace it, know what they're doing. From interview interviews and everything, she seems to say that, you know, it is her speed is her superpower. So her plan is to start fast, to get kind of get ahead and then be able to hold on. There's a few ways, obviously, of going about a 400. You see, say, the four hurdlers who'd have huge strength kind of are more, you know, paced at the start and then finish incredibly strong. They almost look like they're accelerating towards the end, but actually they're just maintaining. Everyone else is dying. So I think it seems Rashida is just going to hopefully use her speed, because she does have phenomenal speed, and then just not lose the form too soon, you know, to be able to hold on and finish strong. So I'm not sure like what Rashida prefers in terms of lane draw. I would have loved lane four. I think lane four is a great place to be. As well, like, she won't have experience as she is in terms of having run a lot of races. She's been to a few championships now. She'll never have experienced a sound like she's going to hear tonight, I think, in the stadium. Like, the, as they say, the wall of sound. They're at the start of the program, I think. They're a little bit earlier in the day, so I don't think it'll be dark. There'll be the lights, there'll be all that. But it still is, you know, Olympic final, full stadium, massive roar. And no matter how blinkered or focused you are, you can get caught up in that, I guess. And you know, like Nikisha Price, go that bit too quick and tie up. So look, it's not just Rashida who has to get it right. All the other 400 girls have to get it right too. So just if somebody goes out fast doesn't mean she needs to go with them. They could die, you know. So it's it would be seen as a technical event, I suppose. More 8s and 15s and that would be seen as technical, but there's a lot of it, 400 as well, that has to get right.
The contenders for gold, Joanne, like, as you say, Nasser, like, she's back from a 2-year suspension for that whereabouts failure as well. We probably weren't sure what her form was really like heading into this Olympics, and it is quite clear she is in unbelievable form. Danielle Polinio in the second semi-final, undefeated in a couple of years. Natalia Kaczmarek in semi-final 3 then, and Amber Anning, who was just so close to her as well. Like, it's a stacked, stacked field.
I actually don't think you can rule out any of them. Like, if the men's 1500 showed us anything, it's not to get too caught up in say what would be seen as the main contenders, because every single one of these girls have gone sub 50 this year. You know, I mean, you've even got the girl from Barbados who, I mean, she's trains at the MVP club in Jamaica with, you know, Tarika Jackson and all those. So, I mean, she's a serious runner. You know, as you say, Kaczmarek, of course, Nasser. Amber Anning as well, the British girl, she trains. She's one of the girls over in Arkansas with Nikisha Price and that group who've also been running incredibly fast. So I'm so delighted for Rashida. She's such an amazing talent. I'm so excited to see her run. She's coming around, though, at a time of huge depth in the women's form. I don't think it's ever been, as many serious contenders. So I think every girl on that line is going to be looking at the podium and thinking they really can do it. I personally think Rashida definitely can. And I think Rashida believes that too. And I think it's completely valid. Target, and you know, I'm really excited to see the race now. Yeah,
can we get a bit more in depth, Joanne, into the mechanics of the 400 meters itself? Because a lot of people will be tuning in tonight and tuning into Rashida across the Olympics, possibly for the first time, and just the lunacy of this particular distance. Because I mean, no person in the world presumably can run it completely flat out for 400 meters. There are tactics, there are phases to this 400 meters. Maybe talk us through when you were running a 400 meter race. The phases in your head that you might have been thinking about.
Yeah, look, I suppose there's probably a lot of different ways of doing it, but you know, like any sport or performance, you kind of have to visualize it, obviously, and practice all that before the race, and kind of mentally kind of prepare yourself for all the different eventualities, like false starts, how you're going to react, what you're going to do, all that sort of thing. How are you going to react if the girl inside you comes out of the blocks and is on your shoulder after 20 meters? Like, what are you going to do? It's about, I suppose, being finding what your not your comfort is, because it's not a comfortable race, but how you can keep going at a serious pace without a lot of tension, you know, where you can kind of flow, I suppose. Because when you watch it, I mean, the last 50, 60 meters, sometimes a 400, they come onto some straight and sometimes think, oh, you know, so-and-so has it or whatever. And next thing, you often hear it in commentary, from the depths of hell or whatever, they say that someone just flies up and you think, where did they come from? And it's because they have just timed their effort that they kind of, you know, they're coming into the home straight. As I say, it looks at times that they've accelerated, but I don't think they ever accelerate. It's just that everybody will tie up to a degree. And you can see it happen. Like, it's like somebody jumps on your back sometimes. It's from one stride to the next, you almost halt. Like, your body just completely seizes. The lactic acid just takes over and you just completely, you stop moving and you just can't get to that line. It's happened to everybody, I think, who's run 400s. And it's a horrible thing to happen if you can just feel the girls coming behind you and you just can't move. So I think it's about, in training and everything, knowing what your paces are, knowing, I mean, there's no point holding back over, say, the acceleration phase out of the blocks, because that's nearly a different energy system. You kind of have to get up and moving. And I'd say that Rashida would definitely be a strong point. She's extremely quick. So you get to your pace as fast as you can, I suppose, and then you maintain. And you'll have kind of broken up the track into different segments, I guess. You know, there's a different way to do a bend. There's a way to kind of accelerate off a bend, use the trajectory. There's a way to kind of time your effort, I suppose. And you can't make any, or you shouldn't make any sudden changes. So an adjustment will cost you. You'd see that very obviously in the four hurdles, where if they lose their stride pattern and have to adjust at all, it completely sends them backwards. In the 400, it's not as kind of clear cut or obvious because there's no hurdles. But if you have someone come up on your inside all of a sudden you don't expect, and you kind of go to chop your stride or change your momentum kind of quickly, that'll cost you as well. So everything has to be kind of measured. You're thinking, what I'm going to do in 20 meters time, kind of start to slowly bring that in. It's practice, I guess, but it's something that they'll have done a training, they'll have thought it out, they'll have kind of a plan for each section of the race, they'll have visualized that ahead of time, how they're going to feel, what they're going to do. As I say, some athletes will very much react to what's going on around them in terms of the lane. Some won't, but I think everybody's going to get caught up in the atmosphere in the stadium. There's nothing you can do about that. You can see it. We've been at a few of the events, say, where there's a French athlete who maybe would be ranked middle of the table, and they just pull out this unbelievable performance because the atmosphere, once there's a French, it's class, like just the noise and the roar. And obviously it gives them that extra push. But over 400, if you get an extra push too soon, as I say, you're going to have that kind of bear jumping on your back in the last 20 metres. So it's something I think that, you know, they'll have a race plan and then they'll just focus and try and pull it off. But I say it's not only Rashida who has to get it right. They all have to get it right, you know, and it can happen to any of them. They get the pacing wrong.
You've been in the stadium this week, Joanne. Where does this crowd and this atmosphere rank in terms of athletic meets that you've been at, especially in the context of an Irish runner?
Oh, it's fantastic. It's so, I mean, Paris, like, obviously it's a beautiful city. They've done a great job. It's really well organised, really well run. The atmosphere inside the stadium, I would say I've only experienced probably in London.
Right.
A little bit similar. I haven't seen anywhere else as good yet.
That's amazing. And Rashida seems to lap it up as well. Like, she leans into it a little bit, and you can tell from her post-race interviews that she's got a level of maturity that's blossomed over the last year or two as well, Joanne.
Do you know what? She just seems so professional. She seems to be in the right place. Obviously, she's, like, I think athletes are always looking around them, obviously a very competitive bunch, and thinking, am I doing everything right? You know, I suppose self-doubt sometimes, things like that, and thinking, is my setup right? Look what they're doing over there, et cetera, et cetera. She's in with the 100 meter world or Olympic champion in her training group. She has to have confidence that they're obviously doing the right stuff. And I hope, I don't know what the situation is. I hope that sometimes in the Olympics, because obviously everyone's segregated off into their own countries, and if your training group is multinational, which they all are at the top level, access your own coach within the kind of warm-up track and training ground. I hope it's all good. I assume it is. I'm sure they've it all figured out. You know, if she is amongst her kind of usual group, her usual training partners, her usual coach, and she's surrounded by that, I think that's a really comfortable place for her to be, and she should get confidence from it. And I've been really, I mean, I don't know Rashida, but I've been very impressed watching her in terms of her professionalism and maturity, and kind of seemed to know exactly what she was about, yeah.
There was a brilliant video I saw yesterday. Joanne, Michael Johnson had shared it, where he's talking about the mechanics of the 400, and he describes what you've described there as well. That last 300 to 400 meters, when you can feel someone coming up behind you possibly, and in the video it was described as the athlete's drive to succeed versus the overwhelming desire to ease the pain. because you've got that rising acidity in your muscles, like the burning feeling, the someone being on your back, like you've described there. Like that last 100, like I don't know. Is there anything in sport that even compares?
I think there are other sports where lactic acid, I think the rowers, don't they? They kind of end up swimming in lactic acid too. what is the lads used to say? Oh, I can't remember. But anyway,
like they both.
Yeah, you go. Yeah. It's hard to know sometimes whether you prefer to be a nudge ahead or a nudge behind coming into the home straight, because you sometimes do see people nearly seem to tie up more if they feel someone on their shoulder. Whereas if you have someone slightly ahead of you that you're chasing and you're kind of driving forward sometimes, you know, but again, that should have been thought about and practiced and kind of mentally prepared for, etc. But it's gas that when you get it right, sometimes like PB runs often don't hurt as much as runs where you were subpar. So like you could run the fastest race of your life and it won't hurt you nearly as much, because if you got it right in terms of pacing and the kind of adrenaline of it and everything else like that, compared to when you get the pacing wrong. So if you go out too fast and you split 200 at what would be, you know, PB pace, or for these girls world record pace, because they're just that good. And then they tie up, even though they might still run what it's a time that they've run plenty of times before and it might still be a good time, it hurts so much, you know. Whereas if you've sort of nailed it in terms of the pacing and you're finishing kind of strong across the line, you don't get the same pain. But yeah, it hurts. It really does hurt. No matter what way you do it, I think.
Do you start a 400 metre race at full tilt, Joanne? Because you've got that immediate energy, like the first 50 metres, are you going completely max capacity until you settle into the race and put the shoulders back?
I probably was to a point, because I wasn't that quick over 100. So my full pace would have been probably what the girls' not full pace is. I don't think Rashid is so quick over 1600. There's no way she's coming out of that explosion. But yes, you do. I mean, you don't, as I say, there's a way to kind of come out of the blocks and come up into your running that sort of, like, there's no point holding back there, just, if you know what I mean. So, you know, you don't really check your kind of tempo so much until you're sort of up into your stride. You don't come out like you would a 60, you know, or 100. But you don't hold back either. It's hard to explain. you never tempo yourself from the blocks.
What are Ireland's chances in the relay, do you reckon? Do you think there's a chance to get out of this heat?
Oh, the relay. Yeah, look, I was looking at the lineup. I mean, I assume it's going to be top three and two fastest. Oh, it's tough. I mean, I'm assuming they have Phil Healy, Sophie Becker, Charlie Maudsley, and then I don't know who they're bringing in, by the McCrory or Cadden, or not. I'm not sure. I haven't seen. But like in terms of, I suppose, all of the countries have the same issue with the 400 final being after the 4x4 heat. So that's often the way. But just who happens to be in the 400 final, the only country really I think I can see it affecting the same way it's affecting us would be kind of Norway. So I'm assuming they're relying pretty heavily on Jaeger for their 4x4. But I mean, the USA team, the GB team, you know, Poland, they probably have enough depth that missing one of their top runners, say they still have, you know, a strong enough team to be fairly comfortable. But I think I think there's a chance. Of course, there is. I think it's going to be very, very tight to get in. You know, if they do, she'd be fantastic. I assume the final's on tomorrow morning. I haven't even looked, actually. I would assume then as well that Rashida would slip back in there and we'd have a, you know, fantastic team again. But it's it'll be very tight, I think, in the 4x4.
Yeah, presumably it's tough for a lot of those athletes. Like you saw the interview with Femke Ball last night after, well, she was so disappointed after the bronze medal, which is just shows the level at which she's at. But then to try and get your mindset back for the relay, it must be quite a difficult thing to do. But then I guess you have your teammates who help you mentally get into the right frame of mind, I suppose.
I think the relay for a lot of athletes is seen as kind of, there's a fun element to it as well. So I think it's actually a good thing for the likes of Femke Ball to be able to come back out. And I've seen her do that before. Do you remember she fell, was that last year at the World championships. Mm. She just bore the line, and then she came back out and came back out, and it was like a chance to come back out and just nail it. Like, she's fantastic. Oh God, I think she's great. She, in fairness to her, she ran the mixed 4x4, won the gold medal at the start of the week, despite her having her heats the next morning. Like, so she's obviously a really good team player. And so I'd say that for her, having a relay is a good thing.
Joanne, before we let you go, where do you think, it's an unfair question, but where do you think Rashida will finish this evening?
Oh, I'd love to say gold, and it's possible. I can't really, unless Nasser gets it badly wrong, and Paulino, realistically, maybe bronze, but I'd love to say silver or gold, yeah.
Okay, we'll take that optimism for sure. Joanne, thanks a million for jumping on.
Thank you.